Okay, there we go. I'm reading from a set song they did February the 1st of 2003. Maitreya begins. Good morning, everyone. This is Maitreya from the Mission of Maitreya. Welcome to our cyber church and set song room. As usual, we will look into God's revelation and how He has revealed the whole truth to humanity. For the last 12,000 years, this revelation has been a mystery for man, and each religion of the world has been revealed as one major teaching. Now the whole truth has been revealed to humanity, and the mystery of God has finished. We can see that the fulfillment of God's revelation and plan is unfolding right in front of our eyes. If you look at the news and what is happening in the world, we can see how terrible things are coming to humanity faster and faster. Pretty soon, the whole of humanity will realize that they have no choice but to take a new path, a new way, a new heaven and earth. That is the way of God. He has been trying to guide humanity from the foundation of the creation. Man has been refusing and resisting his will, God's will, all along to this point. Now for the last 12,000 years, he has revealed this truth and again has given humanity a chance to recognize and realize that God is one. He has sent all these revelations, and there is no separation between religions and humans. There are not many gods, and there is only one God, and he, she, or it is everything. There is nowhere, nothing that you can look at that is not God. Therefore, how can you separate yourself from any other part of the world or the universe? How can you say, this part is better, that part is not good, this religion is better, and that religion is not? This is from God, the other one is not from God. Unless there are many gods that revealed many religions, all religions have to have a relationship with each other. Now, what is it? Why then do we have so many religions? Why do we have Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, and Buddhism? What is it that God has been trying to convey? If all these religions are different, are they really revealed with different gods? No. All of them say, there is only one God, but my religion is better than yours. How can that happen? If there is only one God and my religion and your religion have come from God, how can they be different? We can see now it is clearly revealed that yes, actually, all those religions have been revealed and sent by God, and each of them have a specific message. There is a lot of similarity between all of them, but one message stands out very clearly in each religion. That message is revealed in this mission to humanity. When you understand the whole message, it reveals a path, a way that you follow. It is called the eternal divine path. It is called eternal because it was understood in eternity. It is divine because it leads to divinity. And it is a path because it is the way you walk. It is not dogmatic that if you believe in such and such a name and a couple of dogmas, you're going to go to heaven. No, you walk it. You follow this path. If you really follow this path, then your salvation is guaranteed. Therefore, this mission does not have any dogma. It is a path for you to follow. Now, God is revealing and fulfilling the last marathon, or the last part of His plan. With this revelation, which is prophesied to come in chapter 5 of the Revelation, the book sealed with the seven seals has been opened. Therefore, the seventh angel has come. That is when the last revelation of God comes. That is when the plan is finished. It is done. When the seventh angel comes, when the book sealed with seven seals is opened. Therefore, all the prophecies, all the prophets, all the revelations before this have already come, and it is done. So we are at the point in the revelation that now is the time for the coming of the kingdom of God on earth. Before the kingdom comes, we're going to have the day of reckoning and the terrible tribulation that humanity is heading into very, very fast. If all humans listen to us today and come and say, yes, this is true, this is from God, this is the opening of the seven seals, we understand that. Yes, awakening our spiritual forces, meditation, understanding ourselves and knowing thyself is the beginning of the spiritual progress in the eternal divine path. Yes, we need an environment that we can accomplish that, in such an environment that is godly, is based on God, His laws, and His environment. So we can sit and meditate and awaken our spiritual forces. Yes, in order to create an environment, sacrifice is necessary. If everyone says, what is in it for me, and am I going to do whatever I want, I'm not going to listen to God, I'm going to continue the way I was, I'm not going to progress, I'm not going to listen to you, I like your teaching, but I'm not going to do what you say, still, it is not going to work. So, you have to sacrifice. You say, okay, I'm going to give up all my ego and let God come more and more in me. Therefore, I become more the child of God. Then surrender and submit the result to God and become a universalist. You surrender the result. I do all these things or in the mission or in God's work, but I am not attached to the result. Or I am just a channel. I am just a pure channel for God. I am not the doer, I am the enjoyer. I am just observing everything happening in my life, everything in the mission and everything I do. I'm just observing these things happening, but I'm not really connected to them or attached to them or becoming involved with them. It is God doing it through me. If God is really coming through, He does a perfect job. Of course, greater than that, submission means that God is doing it through me all the time. Therefore, if He is the doer, who am I to be attached to the result? You become a universalist. You realize that God is one. God is everything. Therefore, how can I separate myself from any other part of the universe? How can I say, these people are good, these people are bad? These people are not civilized. These people are more civilized. I want to be or this religion or that religion. You cannot do that. These are the five steps, and such people become the elects, the people who we are looking for. So this is the path that has been revealed to humanity now. And those who have been meditating, who have been in the foundation of the start of the mystical paths, those who have been with Noah in the beginning, those who have founded Jewish religion, Second Seal, those who have been with Christ, those who have been with Prophet Muhammad, those who have been with Bob, and those who are now reincarnated again on earth. Every day we can see in the mission more and more people are joining us. We just in the last 2 weeks, we had two new contacts that joined us to preach the word and bring humanity closer to this revelation. One was from Africa and one from Pakistan. Actually, I asked the person from Pakistan, is that okay that you are in a Muslim country and you are preaching this teaching? Apparently, it was okay. He said it was okay. We could go ahead and put his name in the website and all of that. So we can see that more and more people are becoming aware of this mission. Of course, we have to reach out in a greater degree to humanity. Probably it is a good idea to go to different radio and television shows or anything that we can use to get this message to humanity in a greater degree so humanity knows, yes, there is a revelation that unifies all humanity and religions together. And that is what each of you who are interested in the mission can do too. Become a contact person wherever you are. Of course, we just lost two contacts because both of them came to the mission. We used to have one in Kansas and one in Georgia, but those people came and joined the mission here in Albuquerque, so we do not have them there anymore. But I'm hoping that some people who were left behind can maybe eventually, replace what we lost. Anyway, it is just a matter of reaching out to humanity more and more, clearly explaining this teaching that has come from God and how all those religions have come from God and bring them together. Those who come, join this mission, realize that this world is on the brink of destruction, will not become involved in this coming destruction, and will become universalists. They will join together, create the communities of light, create places that they can flourish this teaching, and become one. After this tribulation and destruction, they are the people who will survive. They are the people who will create a new earth and new heaven on earth. They will create the kingdom of heaven on earth. Humanity has no choice. It is as simple as that. They have to realize that there is only one God, one humanity, and they have to come together under that one God, which is everything. So you can see that the whole plan is coming together now. If you are even a little sensitive and just look and listen to the news a little bit, you will see that this is the truth that this mission is revealing to humanity. And there is no other one. There is no other revelation. There is no other teaching. There is nothing out there that is as perfect, as complete, as foretold to come as this revelation. That is why we are asking those who have been called for it to go to our website, come and ask questions, send us the questions they have, and eventually recognize and realize that, yes, what we say is the truth. Now, how does this revelation unify all the religions of the world? How can we say that all religions came from one God when other people also tried to do the same thing, but they are not succeeding? There are many, many religions or groups that also say all religions of the world are the same. The difference is that in this revelation, God reveals how each religion has a specific message for humanity. The oldest religions of the world, of course, are Hinduism, and also a lot of paths like the African teachings or the shamans in many different places, and the Bushmen in Australia, etc. They teach everything is God. God is everything. You can find it in the tree or in the animals they kill. Actually, they apologize to the animal they kill because they realize that it has the spirit of God in it. They tell the animal, yes, I kill you because my family is hungry and I have to eat. I have no choice, please forgive me, but I have to kill you. So that is what they do. They realize that kinship with the rest of the universe. These are all the mystical paths. We also find that in other religions. In Judaism, it is called Kabbalah. Kabbalists teach how by knowing yourself, you know God in a deeper level. In Christianity, there are saints who meditate and recognize God and realize God in themselves. In Islam, they are called Sufis. In another religion also, and in every other religion also, they have something similar that has the same kind of connotation. These are all called the mystical paths. So the first step that God revealed to humanity is how to know thyself. Even in the Bible it says, be still and know that I am God. And know thyself is very famous in every culture almost. Know thyself to know God. Even in some cultures, the self has the same name as God. It is just like Atman, which is yourself, is the same as Atman, which is God. So the first step in the eternal divine path is awakening your spiritual forces. That is what is revealed in every religion and in the mystical paths. When you awaken your spiritual forces, you start to know yourself. There are many ways to do that. Some people have been meditating for many, many lifetimes. So in this lifetime, they easily start knowing themselves and contemplating who they are. They ask, "Where am I from? Where am I going?" Therefore, they start knowing themselves, and that is the first step in the eternal divine path. Now, you know yourself. Is that the goal of the life, to merge with God and know thyself, and that is it? That is when God revealed the second step of the eternal divine path in the Old Testament. The whole theme of the Old Testament is God is trying to find a people as his chosen people. They follow him, they will follow his law. They will bring him to their communities and bring the kingdom of God to themselves. Those people are the Hebrews. Hebrews are the people chosen by God. But what does Hebrew mean? What does Israelite mean? It means the children of light. It is not a race. It is not a specific people. Anyone who follows the eternal divine path will become an Israelite, an elect, a child of God. Therefore, those people who were chosen in the Old Testament have to realize that that is what it really means, what the chosen person means. And when they accept God as such, that community, those people, will become a community of light. That is when they bring God as their leader. Not only do they awaken their spiritual forces, they meditate, but also they create an environment that is conducive for every person in that community to be able to meditate. Each person in the community helps to create such an environment and gives of themselves into it without any expectation or attachment to the result of their actions. Now, how can we create such a community? We have to sacrifice. You have to give up yourself. You have to at least give up your ego as much as you can. If you can give up your entire ego, that is great. Then you absolutely become a child of God and become a part of the communities of light. Therefore, the next step has been revealed with Christ. Christ brought the concept of sacrifice. He overcame his own selfish tendencies for helping other humans to become, in a greater degree, egoless, or sacrificing. That is what the symbol of Christianity is. The symbol of Christianity is to overcome the lower nature, the third chakra. That is why the symbol of Christ is the three. The number three is so prominent in Christianity, the three falls, the 3 days, the three temptations, etc. In one Feast of Tabernacles, everyone counted how many threes there were in Christianity. They found 15 or 20 of them. That many threes have been revealed. So Christ is the symbol of overcoming the first three chakras. That is why it is so celebrated, because overcoming your ego, overcoming your lower nature, is the great struggle for every person in human life, to overcome the first three chakras, the tendencies of physiological and safety needs, the first chakra, passion, the second chakra, and power, the third chakra. If you overcome these three, then you go to the fourth chakra, which is the unconditional love and overcoming every tendency in the lower nature. How many people are still in their physiological and safety needs? They are afraid of what will happen. Where is my next meal coming from? What is going to happen when I get old? And all these fears that keep them from really being released to the higher level. How many people are in the passion, in the second chakra? They are looking for the opposite sex. They're looking for passion. They are looking for something to make them feel alive. That is also the second chakra. How many people are there? You can look at the world and say, wow, look at that. Most of the people in the first chakra are afraid for the physiological and safety needs. Most of the people in the second chakra are looking for passion. And the third, how many people are in power trips? We are better than you, or you have a bigger, or we have a bigger gun than you, and we can beat you up as fast as we can, or we can politically maneuver so we can checkmate you and so have dominance over you, and this and that. How many people are left who have really overcome their lower natures? Very few. So we can see it is no wonder that we are saying all these things to humanity, and few people are listening to us. But the day of reckoning is coming. The day of the payment is coming. The day of the sundering is here and now. And I'm going to pause. Welcome to our room, everyone that's new into the room. And we hope you visit our website and learn more about this new revelation of God to humanity. This is the one prophesied to come at the end time. Every religion on earth has a prophecy and an expectation of one of their Messiah to come. They may call him by different names, but there's only one who can fulfill the prophecies and bring the message of God, and that is Maitreya of the mission of Maitreya. But don't take our word for it. Just go to the website. And I'm going to turn our mic over now to our next reader.
I'll be reading in Thoth this evening, Commentaries on St. Matthew, chapter 10, page 194. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Matthew 6:19. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Matthew 6:20. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Matthew 6:21. Think about God, His universe, and His truths all the time, and love Him with all of your might. Otherwise, your attention will be diverted to the material world, mundane things, and you will fall into your lower nature, hell. So avoid anything that keeps your attention from Him. Do good, but do not be attached to the results of your actions and this external world. Then you might create a great treasure in heaven of the good deeds you have done. Your thoughts will be there rather than on the material world, which results in attachments, attraction, desires, and greed, the four winds. And the end byproduct is bondage and spiritual death, because where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Matthew 6:22. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be a darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:23. The eye refers to the spiritual eye, which was closed after the flood of Noah. For more detail, read the base, the essence, or the holiest book. If this eye becomes opened and you become completely concentrated and one-pointed on spiritual progress, then the door of knowledge, light, of the spiritual truth will be opened to you, and you will be filled with this light. But if your concentration is directed to Maya, then thy eye be evil, then the door of truth will be closed to you. Thine whole body shall be full of darkness. You will be drowned in Maya and your lower nature, and that is where hell is. How great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. When the external world and its elusive promises became a person's master, then he has no choice but to hate the spiritual truth which discourages that attachment, or he will leave spirituality completely and go to Maya. Also here, the word master is used. Master means one who makes the person its slave. So only when the external world and attachment to it is so great that a person becomes its slave is it bad. However, if it is used without attachment, we continue to progress towards higher consciousness in the middle of Maya, remembering the Lord, serving Him, seeing Him everywhere, and being His slave. Only by being His slave can we avoid being the slave of Maya. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor let your body what ye put on it. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Matthew 6:25. So be content with what you have, and direct your energy toward doing His will. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The only things you need are the minimum necessities. Give us our daily bread. The rest of life should be used for purification. Lead us not into temptation, by His grace, but deliver us from evil. Then the kingdom of heaven within and without will be established. The three kingdoms of heaven will be His, and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Also, why worry? We are not our bodies. The body is meat, flesh. It is just like raiment, garments that we have to leave behind after death. The only things that will be with us are our souls and spirits. We have to be concerned for what is permanent, not that we have to leave behind. So we should progress to make our souls become pure consciousness. The body should only be used for this end. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Matthew 6:26. If God would provide substance for the birds, which are much lower in the evolutionary hierarchy, would not He provide it for the human who is much higher in His eyes? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto His stature? Matthew 6:27. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Matthew 6:28. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6:29. Be content with what God has provided, and work on the beauty within, to become the beautiful being that you were born to manifest, qualities of God. As lilies in the field are content with what has been given to them, and they manifest their beauty in full, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Matthew 6:30. If by surrendering and being content even lilies can receive such beauty, which have such a short lifespan and lower consciousness, then would not God manifest higher beauty, which is your soul, through you? But to come to such a point of surrender and being content in life needs much faith. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Matthew 6:31. One thing should be remembered, that these things Esau was teaching to his disciples, or to those who give up everything to spread the word of God and His messages, the holy men, these people should totally detach themselves from these things and be free to direct and concentrate completely on God's work. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Matthew 6:32. Let the worldly people be worried, for those who dedicate themselves to God, the minimum will be provided, and such a people should be content, surrendered, and have faith that they will receive it, because your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Those who direct all of their attention and concentration toward the spiritual progress and others first seek the kingdom of God, all these things shall be added unto them. the worker is then worthy of his wage. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6:34. So do not be worried about tomorrow. There will be enough problems each day that a holy man would have to solve without having time for other things. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Be here now. And that brings us to tablet 11, chapter 7. In this chapter, the multitudes were present because it was directed also to them. Judge not that ye be not judged. Matthew 7:1. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7:2. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Matthew 7:3. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine eye, own eye? Matthew 7:4. Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7:5. These verses can be best described by the lesson Esau gave to those who brought the adulterous woman and asked him if they should stone her. The answer was that the one who has no sin should cast the first stone. All dropped their stones and left. Only those who have overcome and cleansed their spirit from all of the sins and false understandings can judge. Otherwise, the filthy things within will distort the person's judgment and he will not judge correctly. He will create more suffering than tranquility and truth. He will be judged and suffer for his misjudgments also. So, first cast out the beam of thy own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Only such a people are worthy to judge and lead humanity. Otherwise, they will have no choice but to become hypocrites. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Matthew 7:6. Be careful to whom you expose yourself, your soul which is holy and precious like pearls. And if you open it to those who are not holy, dogs and swine, they will try to destroy it, lest they trample them under their feet. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Matthew 7:8. The highest way to know God is to go to God directly, to expose yourself only to him. Whoever truly asks, sincerely seeks, and earnestly wants to know, knock, will be given the truth. The only requirement is an intense desire to find the truth and to seek to find it. It is promised that whoever has these qualities will succeed. Christ does not say he's going to do it for you, but it is up to you to ask, seek, and knock.